this year, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. What about different kinds of insects?
Oh, there are millions of those.
Now, when Mary Ann said she was at work, she got off at 6 o'clock, and she would come over here a little after six, mm-hmm. a few minutes after six, but she's going to class at night, too, so she's got to go home.
Mm-hmm. I will be ready for them. Mm-hmm. Insects, my God, mosquitoes and ants and...
Gnats. Flies.
Flies, mosquitoes.
Flies, insects.
Yeah,
roaches. We don't have any around, man. We got a man. We got a man who comes and sprays. We have no vermin. I call those vermin.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of called fox of vermin. But moths, butterflies. Don't see many butterflies. Gosh, where things have disappeared. From time in the fall, you still see some of those, what do you call them? The red, the yellow and black butterflies have got a name.
Still a good many butterflies around.
But you don't see, we see a lot of those sometime in the fall, in the spring, and some great big lunar moths sometime. I've seen those huge things. Beetles. By the way, speaking of birds, there's a robin. Now, robins used to darken the clouds, darken the skies. They were in such numbers, they'd come here migratory. And we used to shoot them with slingshots and make robin pie. But they're little by little, this is insecticides or DDC or whatever it is, has killed them off. So that, but now, they stay here all summer. We've had 2-3 pairs stay here all summer for the last 2-3 years. Right, because some out there now, but this they could be migratory, but don't think they are.
Mm-hmm.
But the robins used to be numerous. Of course, and blackbirds, chimney swallows, they're migratory. The blackbirds, like the... If that's that town in Maryland, I don't think I've seen blackbirds now. I mean, Maryland, Kentucky, don't you know, there have been millions of them, can't stop them. Crows, we've had crows, forgot about crows. See crows quite frequently. Don't see any ravens.
Crow and raven are pretty much the same thing, I think. Ravens.
Not really. We were in the Tower of London 3-4 years ago, and this guide, I couldn't go through all the steps, you know, even see the crown jewels. So I sat down and contemplated the block where Anne Boleyn lost her head. And Southern Bates watched Change the Guard. I saw a lot more splendor than these people who went upstairs and saw the crown jewels. But there were these ravens pecking around. I said, Paul, those don't look like crows, except they look like them. He said, no. No, they're ravens. They have here just for the tourists, you know. There are very few of them. But the house at Tower London's got quite a large courtyard, you know, inside. They've got 3 or 4 ravens that you keep there for the tourists to say about them. But I don't think ravens have ever been in this country, except Eddie Allen Poe had trouble with one when he was University of Virginia. But that's the only ravens ever been in this country.
Yeah. What about kind of insect that in the summertime it flies around at night and lights
up? Oh, lightning bug. Wawatasee, little firefly. That's what Hiawatha call him. We call them fireflies or lightning bugs interchangeably, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. The glowworm is the mate down in the ground. Odd enough, they signal to each other, but I've never seen it. Oh, I have seen glowworms, but they're very seldom. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer.
What about long, there's a long, thin-bodied insect, and it has two
praying mantis?
Yeah, well, the one I'm thinking of is it flies around. It's got 2 pairs of wings.
Mm-hmm. Dragonfly?
What the name of it?
Dragonfly or devil's not darning needle. But dragonfly, I think, is what we call it. You know, dragonfly. Beautiful wings. Basically, and of course, grasshopper. We've got these huge grasshoppers that big that eat up the plants. Come out early part of the summer. Little bit of things that big when they come out, because insects are not supposed to grow. They come out of the